Here in the United States, there is now a confirmed case of a superbug that no antibiotic can apparently combat. A Pennsylvania woman has developed an infection that officials call, quote, a nightmare bacteria. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden sounded the alarm today, saying that this antibiotic-resistant strain could be, quote, the end of the road for antibiotics. Let's bring in CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, do we know how this woman became infected, and what do we know about this so-called nightmare bacteria?
Well, we don't know how this woman became infected. What we do know is that she went to a clinic. She was not in the hospital when this bacteria was found. We also know that she hadn't been traveling overseas, so this isn't something that could have been brought back from another country, for example. So typically what happens is when there's a lot of antibiotic use in a community, bacteria become resistant. This particular bacteria, something known as E. coli, something we've talked about a lot, does have a lot of different classes of antibiotics to try and treat it, at least seven different types of antibiotics, not just antibiotics, but entire classes of antibiotics. And this particular bacteria didn't respond to any of those, and that's the big concern. I will tell you, Jake, people have been anticipating something like this happening for some time, and we don't know that for her, her immune system may still fight off this bacteria, but I think it's a little bit of a indication of what might be to come, more of these types of bacteria.
And what does it take to theoretically develop a new antibiotic that might be able to fight this new strain?
Well, there's sort of three ways to look at this. One is that are there existing classes of antibiotics that you bolster up, that you make more powerful? The class of antibiotics works, it's just not strong enough. The second thing is that is there something that's an entirely new class of antibiotic, a new synthesized class of antibiotic? You look at this bacteria, figure out how to synthesize an antibiotic to try and treat it. And then finally, looking to nature. I mean, there's been a lot of expeditions to various parts of the world, within rainforests, within the depths of the ocean, to see if you can find material that could be sort of the boilerplate or the genesis of an entirely new antibiotic. And that's ongoing. I mean, there may be things that are sort of in the pipeline, but not quite ready yet. And certainly, that's the hope.